anger everywhere around the globe. Protests from Lebanon to Haiti, from Chile to Hong Kong. Each movement has its own cause, of course. In Chile, for example, a protest that started over subway fares turned violent. Soldiers and tanks patrolling the streets for the first time since the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. In Lebanon, unrest was triggered by new taxes and met with tear gas. Like protests everywhere, this Lebanese movement has grown into something much larger. Now protesters are marching on the presidential palace and demanding a new government. I also mentioned protests in Haiti and Hong Kong. Add to the list Spain, South Korea, and Turkey. We'll check in on a few of those throughout today's show. But overall, we're wondering, what is going on?
There tends to be sort of an international contagion, and this is really driven by media and communications.
I'll be speaking with a professor who studies protests and what makes them effective. But first, let's zero in on Spain, where daily demonstrations have been gripping the semi-autonomous region of Catalonia. The uprising there began last Monday when Spain's Supreme Court sentenced 9 separatist leaders to up to 13 years in prison. The leaders were found guilty of sedition for pushing a 2017 referendum on independence that the Spanish government said was illegal. Many Catalans see the prison sentences as unjust. As Lucia Benavides reports from Barcelona, the court ruling is inflaming an already tense situation.
Thousands of people have been taking to Barcelona's streets every day for the past week. Most of the protests, especially those in the daytime, have been relatively calm, with people of all ages taking part, including families with small children and dogs wearing pro-independence bandanas. But at night, as student protesters take over, the mood changes.
Ya no están dispuestos a poner la otra mejilla.
19-year-old Mayol Cudón says protesters like him aren't willing to turn the other cheek anymore, and they're ready to defend themselves against the police. Almost every night, protesters have burned trash cans and barricades in an attempt to keep police officers from breaking up the demonstrations. Police have fought back with batons, rubber bullets, and tear gas. Cudón says people his age have watched the Spanish government suppress the independence movement for years. Now, their patience has run out. We've been the most peaceful social and political movement in Spanish history, he tells me, and still they've treated us like criminals and terrorists. Polls show about half of Catalan society supports the independence movement, which has been steadily growing since 2010. It peaked in 2017 when the region held an independence vote that the Spanish government declared unconstitutional. 9 separatist leaders were ultimately arrested and held without bail. Now, many are angry about the long prison sentences handed down. Isabel del Tell says she doesn't support the independence movement, but thinks the prison sentences are unjust. This looks like a war, she tells me as helicopters hover over the city. We're starting something that we don't know how it will end. Like many others, del Tell wants Spain and Catalonia to engage in dialogue. Interim Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez promised just that at a press conference following last week's Supreme Court decision.
We need to turn the page and open a new chapter based on peaceful coexistence in Catalonia through dialogue within the boundaries of the law and the Spanish Constitution.
Yet these promises of dialogue, which both sides have made at times over the years, haven't been fulfilled. This weekend, Catalan President Quim Torra called Prime Minister Sánchez to talk things over, but Sánchez refused until Torra publicly condemned the week of violence in Catalunya. Though Torra had already called for the violence to stop earlier that week.
La protesta ha de ser sempre pacífica i cívica.
Catalan independence has been a divisive issue in Spanish politics for the past few years. Political leaders in Madrid have argued about how tough of a stance Spain should take, with some right-wing parties pushing for the complete elimination of Catalonia's autonomy. Jordi Nieva Fenol, a professor of procedural law at the University of Barcelona, says Catalan independence will now be front and center in the general elections coming up on November 10th, pushing people to vote for more hardline parties on either side. He says Spain could have dealt with the independence issue less harshly.
The fact of initiating a criminal procedure, not a political procedure, not the political conversations, but a criminal procedure with such high accusations has not contributed to create a climate of peace and tranquility.
Mayol Cudón, the protester, says that Spain hasn't been listening to what the Catalan people want, and that has only fueled the independence movement.
Para estar en un estado que no quiere que estés, pues la gente se quiere ir.
If the option is being part of a country that doesn't care about you, he tells me, then people will want to leave. For the World, Lucía Benavides, Barcelona.